Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Peter Galagotis is joining us from down in Victoria. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Well done to you and Manny and the team there. Mossendale, I spoke to Manny, your brother, before the race, and he said, look, we're here and we can't fault the horse, and it ended up that way.
Yeah, look, he got his right conditions. Like, look, the horse handles all conditions. You know, there was always a question mark of how effective he is on top of the ground, but this time round, particularly over a little bit more distance, he acquitted himself more than adaptable to those conditions, and hence the, you know, winning those couple of races leading into the Craven Stakes the other day, and just the fact that he got the wet track was a bonus.
It was. I mean, he's had a ripper of a preparation, though, with the sequence of three wins. It's pretty hard to do that these days.
Look, it is, but if you go through his whole form, Andrew, he's always come up each preparation and he's always progressed each preparation. And we've just been very fortunate with him that, you know, whenever you sort of open the calendar up and you're looking for the cherry sort of race for the horse, there was always an option. Some of them, albeit interstate, and such a good traveller and such an honest work ethic that he has. He just handles it all. He takes it all in his stride, and he's a fierce competitor. And you know, you can only just admire the horse for what he's been able to achieve in a short space of time, really. And I think there's a lot to come yet. Like he's the fact that he stepped out to the 2000, it just opens another window of opportunity. And the way he accounted for that field the other day, you know, he just seems like he's going places.
Yeah, it does. Looking at his record, I mean, he's been in work since May. I know he's had month between runs and things like that. I mean, have you come to the end or do you want to keep going with Mossendale?
Happy to report, Andrew. He's out in a lovely paddock enjoying some nice green grass. I think it's well-deserved. And yeah, He'll have a short break. And I think, look, we could go to the well one more time. The horse pulled up amazingly well. He's very bright and bubbly coming back from Sydney. But as a group, we're mindful that, you know, he's got some serious races ahead of him. And I think the right thing by the horse is to give him a little bit of time to rejuvenate and refresh and have plenty of petrol in the tank come autumn.
Yep, understand. All right, so that's Mossendale. Now, just while I've got you, the ATC Derby winner, Lavendi, you decided to give the horse a really good spell after winning that race. He's about to come back in?
Yeah, he's not far away, Andrew. He'll probably commence his autumn campaign probably in the first or second week of November. You know, the horse has been in and out of work on the water treadmill, as everybody knows, well documented. He had a couple of knee chips removed. And, you know, recommendation of the vets were to give him at least the minimum of 4 months, which we've done that. Yeah. We've given him a tad more, actually, just to make sure that everything's all right. He was x-rayed about 10 days ago, and the vet was very, very happy with how things have progressed. They're nice and clean. There's no arthritic changes. The knees look really, really good. The horse is sound and well. And, yeah, looking forward to getting him back in because I think he's an exciting prospect if he stays sound.
Yeah, for sure. And, mate, just before I let you go, illustrious lad and Malaguera, they're entered for the, you know, feature sprint races coming up and discussions with owners and things like that just to exactly determine where they'll run.
Yeah, well, look, illustrious lad was penciled in to run in the Scilacci, and unfortunately, two days earlier from race time, we just done a routine scope and a general health check to make sure that everything's all bases are covered, and he had epiglottic entrapment. You wouldn't believe it, and he had to have some surgery the next day. We're lucky enough to get him booked in straight away. It's only a very mild case, and I'm hoping by the end of the week, with some antibiotic treatment that all and then inflammatory treatment, that all settles down, and he could possibly just swing into some light work next week, and then
you know, if it all goes 120%, it could be a chance for something over the Flemington Carnival.
Okay, all right. And Malaguiri, you're just going to wait and see which way, whether it's the Manicato or the Dali Classic.
Yeah, correct. You know, we're going to have some robust discussion in the next 24, 48 hours with the owner and decide which option we're going to take up.
Mate, I'd love to get in a robust discussion with you and Nanny. That would be good.
It's a lot of fun, I can tell you, Andrew. We have a difference of opinion on several factors, and
I reckon you would. I reckon you would
at times, but, you know, I suppose, you know, three or four heads working together may be better than just the one. You know, you get to get a different perspective on decision making, and ultimately the decision gets left in my court. And but you know, like, I think it's nice to engage with your owners and as a team, you know, we try our utmost best to place our horses well and give owners the maximum potential of a return. So, yeah, you've got to be realistic. And I think, you know, if there's soft options out there, I always look to take the cherry rather than aim too high. And, you know, if you look at all our horses' CVs over their careers, we seem to do that, I think, reasonably well, because there's a lot of thought process that goes into the whole equation. But
yeah.
But it's an interesting game, and it's fun, and it's great when you win, and it can throw you dirty curveballs and bowl you out in the same breath. So, you know, you just it's a day-to-day proposition, and you take the good with the bad. And the main ingredient is get your backside out of bed of a morning and work hard. That's all I can say.
Yeah, understand. Great thoughts there, Pete. Hey, good luck with, we'll stay in contact with Malaguiri and the others, what you decide. Have a good carnival, mate.
Thank you, Andrew. Take